Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are also learning in the Shul this week Le'ilei Nishmas Getzel Ben Yechezkel Mendel and Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Yisrael Ben Mordechai. We are in Masechta Pesachim. We are in the third parak Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, and the Mishnah begins as follows. Batzik Shebesidkei Areva. What if you have dough that's found in the cracks of an eating trough? And it's there to seal the crack. If there's a kazayas of dough in one place, he has to go ahead and dispose of it. It's not part of the trough. It's already its own entity. If there isn't an hour's piece in that place, due to its lack of size, it is going to be considered batal. The same thing is true in regard to tuma. In other words, if tuma touches the dough of a crack on Pesach, if the piece of dough is the size of an olive, it's not part of the trough. It's also in regard to tuma. And so therefore the dough becomes tame, but the trough does not become tame. In makbid olav chotzeitz, if he's particular about the dough in the crack, he plans on taking it out, so then it serves as a chatzitza for the tuma. Vimrotza b'kiyumo, but if he wants it to stay there, sariu kareiv, it's like the rest of the trough. And it's going to therefore be, when the tuma touches the dough, it's going to make the entire trough tame. By the way, when you have a silent dough, when you slap it down on the table, it doesn't make the same noise as a regular dough. So if there's a similar dough that would become chametz, so then hareza asas, and this dough is also chametz, we assume that it had already been treated as chametz. What if we have dough that's in a state of tuma on Pesach? How are you supposed to separate the proper challah? You can't leave it as dough, it'll become chametz. It can't be baked. We can only bake things on Yom Tov for Ochel Nefesh, and the challah can't be eaten by a Kohen. It can't even be used as fuel, because we can't burn Truma and Challah on Yom Tov. So what are we supposed to do? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Lo Sikra, Lo Shema, Chetayafeh. Rabbi Eliezer says, bake it, and then separate it as challah later, and so therefore she'll designate it, and then she'll be able to get rid of it before it becomes before chametz. It'll already be, the dough will be already turned into something that will not leavenate. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Tatu Betzonin, she should separate the challah and stick it in cold mortar to shock it, preventing it from becoming chametz. And then you can save it until nightfall, and then you burn it after Yom Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo zeu chametz shemusarim ala b'bal yirah b'al yimatzei. That's not the problem of b'al yirah b'al yimatzei. Ala mafrashlo manachta ala erev. Right? She should separate it from the dough and leave it until nightfall. V'mechmitza chmitza. And if it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, b'al yirah b'al yimatzei is only violated when you own the chametz. But once you designate something as challah, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to a group of kohanim. And so therefore you can separate the dough for challah and leave it to become chametz. And since there's no identified kohen, you're not causing anybody to be nechshal, to be troubled by this avera. And instead, you will have taken care of things and not violated any extra laws. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day and a chodesh tov umvarach.